Like most neurotransmitters, dopamine can act as a neurotransmitter or as a hormone. Outside of the brain, it is released by the hypothalamus. It inhibits the release of prolactin from the pituitary. Inside the brain, the main source for dopamine occurs in the VTA, the ventral tegmental area. Dopamine itself is modulated by two mechanisms. There's a tonic and a phasic transmission mechanism. Tonic is a small release. Small amounts are released over a period of time. They help regulate other neurons and with neurotransmitter reuptake. Think of them as sort of the traffic cops of the brain, regulating the intensity of the phasic dopamine response. You can think of them as the background noise, as sustained release levels, kind of the elevator music of the brain. The other type of release, called phasic, means that neurons fire, activating other neurons, a direct connection between them. The short-term activation, either a single spike or perhaps a rapid burst of two or three or four spikes in a row. These are used for cognition, learning, motivation, and voluntary movements. Dopamine is also involved in sleep, mood, reward, and punishment. Dopamine isn't so much of a euphoric drug as it is perhaps a teaching signal. It indicates that a reward is coming. It may signal that this is important, something good is about to happen. We do know that if it's addictive, it's dopamine. Any kind of addiction causes the release of dopamine. Low levels of dopamine are seen in conditions like Parkinson's. Unfortunately, you can't give dopamine to counter this condition because of the blood-brain barrier. You can try giving L-DOPA, which is a precursor to dopamine. You give L-DOPA, it crosses the blood-brain barrier, and then you hope that the dopamine neurons will take it and convert it into dopamine. It seems to have some beneficial effect in the early stages of Parkinson's, but it may have more problems as the condition goes on, and it may actually be worse than not having it at all. It's a controversial treatment. High levels of dopamine are associated with euphoria, orgasms, rewards, schizophrenia, cocaine addiction. But dopamine is seldom released by itself. The euphoria is probably a combination of the dopamine, norepinephrine, and epinephrine, and perhaps some others. There's an interesting connection between nicotine and dopamine. Nicotine increases dopamine in the reward system. It perhaps alters the pathways and makes the dopamine work better. Cocaine blocks the reuptake of dopamine, causing it to have more dopamine in the synapse, and then takes very little stimulation to activate the postsynaptic neuron.